Welcome to Go Home Heat, a wrestling podcast. I am your host, KP. This episode will feature Master of Psychology, Justin, New Japan, Jared, Wonderkin Ray, and a roundtable discussion of AEW with their huge pay-per-view on the 31st, All Out, coming up. Then we will go deeper in discussing our hopes and dreams for the perceived saviors of pro wrestling, All Elite Wrestling. First, we're going to go through the card. Beginning with the Private Party versus Angelico and Jack Evans. What do we think, guys? Jared?
I'm very excited. I like both of these guys a lot. Or both of the teams, I should say. They're all really talented.
Go ahead, Ray.
Angelico and Jack Evans being the drywall destroyers?
Yes, absolute Kyles, if you will. they are, however, very impressive. They were on Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
They were amazing on Lucha Underground.
Absolutely they come amazing. Out, but the thing is, God, their gimmick.
Is that just how they dress?
One of them comes
I think that is them. Like, that was Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy. They really did shop at Hot Topic. That was them.
And these guys drink Mellow Yellow.
No, Monsters.
Monsters.
And punch drywall.
Every day, all day.
Yes.
And dress like Mellow Yellow.
Yes.
But then they go do flips in a ring, too.
Yes. Like, and we were all impressed with what we've seen out of Private Party.
The first time I got to see them was the last pay-per-view, and, man, they make an impression. They are a very cool tag team, man. They have got some talent in the ring, a lot of charisma, both those guys. And I was at first the bigger dude. I was making fun of him, and he really turned me around, you know, when he really got in the match and they let him really run around out there. He's got some real talent.
Right, exactly right. Now, we think that if this is the opening match, it's a good match to open the card, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It should be quick.
High energy.
Exactly. Exactly the way you would start a card. Now, supposedly, they'll be moving on to the Women's Casino Battle Royal next. The winner will get a shot at the title. It will feature Britt Baker, Jazz, Sadie Gibbs, Teal Piper.
Big Swole.
Ariel Monroe, Brandi Rhodes, Nyla Rose, Ali
Yuka Sakazaki.
Ah, and Ivelisse.
Yes.
All right, thanks for the help with the name.
Japanese pronunciation's real easy. It sounds exactly like it looks.
It's literally just like phonetic.
Yeah, just two letters at a time. Just go through it and it sounds exactly right.
What do we think about this matchup?
Ooh, there's a lot of talent in the ring in this one. Britt Baker is one of my favorites.
Is she the one that you think they're going to be strapping a rocket to?
So.
It feels like it.
I don't know if this is going to be I hope they don't go with the authority angle and give it to Brandi Rhodes, because I respect that she gets in the ring, but she's not there yet.
Can we
put it on somebody who's a little bit more of the real deal?
Like Britt Baker.
Like Britt Baker.
But the winner gets a shot.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the title. So, in theory, yes, go ahead.
Can I say something? Brandi is awful. She is our 0.5 star general.
Easy. Brandy's trying.
She is.
Brandy's trying. She's training.
I think she fits better in the manager role. Yes, her spears look really good. There was a couple I saw she did. I think it was like some New Japan show. No, she just like killed him with it. It was really good looking. I'm excited for that match. A lot of talent.
Sadie Gibbs.
I don't think I've seen any of her matches.
She's a flipper. That's strong. Yeah. Jazz. We've seen Jazz. If you watch wrestling, you've seen Jazz over the years. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch, we talked about earlier, if you watch Lucha Underground, Ivelisse is amazing.
Yes.
And I would be surprised if when it's over, Britt's the one who's going to have the rocket on her back. Brandi gets laid into the fight because she'll have a couple of the people helping her because she's the boss. So that's how we'll distinguish who the bad guys are, because the people who help her will be the stars.
Yes.
And then when it's all over, Britt will be either challenging for the title, and then we'll be talking about Sadie and Ivelisse.
Mm-hmm.
Is the way I perceive it to go.
Yeah, they'll be in the final product there when it gets down to the last few people.
Absolutely. Now we're going to move on to Rio versus. Okay, you said this was easy. Hikaru Shida.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like it looks.
Hikaru Shida.
So you learn something new. Every single episode, you learn something new.
Okay, is the magical girl in this one?
No, the magical girl is Yuka Sakazaki.
Yeah, Riho, the one who wears the Sabu pants.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's going for Magi.
Yeah, it's like she's a genie or something along those lines. But no, Riho is the...
I'm trying to give everything anime
reference. She's like the pink dress wearing one. The other one is Hikaru Shida. I don't really know how to describe her outfit. She looks cool is the thing. And apparently she also does theater, which is really great.
Was she the one who won the last match? In this match?
I actually don't remember off the top of my head who won that match.
Can you describe the wrestlers themselves a little bit, or are you familiar with them?
I'm not super familiar with either of them. Riho has a very like Joshi style where it's a lot of just like flips and throwing. Oh God, I can't. I don't know. I don't really don't know how to describe it that well.
That's the genie pants one, right?
Riho is the pink dress.
Pink dress one. Yes.
I was impressed with her in the past couple matches we've seen. And also Hikaru Shida, and I'm expecting them to really play into each other with this match because they're both wrestling a style that they're comfortable with.
I assume that Kenny Omega believes this can be something that really showcases what the women's division is going to be about, or else they'd be in the Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think Kenny's going for here, and I'm going to assume Kenny's right because Kenny knows wrestling pretty good.
Yeah,
so I think we should look out for that one. Now we're going to move on to the Best Friends versus the Dark Order. Winner will be getting a bye in the first round of the tag team tourney. What do we think about this?
I think it's going to be a great match.
I think Trent and Chuck Taylor we obviously know Trent and Chuck Taylor could do well. Dark Order, haven't really seen them. All I know is that their name in the indies were the Super Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Understandable why it was changed.
Mm-hmm. Copyright is a thing.
Turns out. Kind of a silly name.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool indie name.
True. And the Dark Order is pretty over right now.
Oh, yeah.
Without even having done much.
No.
So that's pretty good.
And the Best Friends, those two dudes are just...
super, they're over, too.
They're really over, but they're over for good reason. They are really good in the ring. I mean, they are phenomenal.
Didn't Chuck Taylor send out the tweet, and didn't Batista respond?
I will say, Trent, I saw a match with him a handful of years ago that made me a fan. I didn't watch the match a handful of years ago because I won't be watching like a year. But it was a handful of years ago against Kenny for the U.S. title in Japan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal match. So I was really blown away. And then just watching them in New Japan, their matches are fun or entertaining. There's big spots. There's a lot of like heart involved, I think, between those guys. I just think they're a delight.
They like to tell stories. And they're really into it. You can tell.
Trent and... didn't Chuck Taylor send out like a tweet or something?
Yeah, he said something about a steakhouse, and then Batista took offense to it.
What did he say exactly?
He said something like, "My friend, please take this advice in earnest. Delete this tweet." Which I've just used as a reaction to anything Nick sends me.
Yeah. I believe that should be, from now on, the answer back to anyone who says anything to you that you think is silly.
Yes, that's it.
Because Batista's a good reference point anyway throughout your life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Delete this tweet.
All right.
He really has no sense of humor.
now on to the most... Yeah, Drax is actually
not
Batista.
Not acting stretch.
Right, right. Most people don't know that it was written after the person met Batista.
Yes.
Maybe the most publicized match on this card is Cody versus Shawn Spears. Now, with Tully Blanchard on the outside, what do we think, guys?
I'm interested to see who Cody brings to the ring.
That's the stip, is he gets to bring one guy to the ring with him. Ooh. And everybody's assuming it's MJF, right?
It could be Dustin.
Neither of them have matches on this card, they're both possibilities. I would suggest Brandy, but she does have a match, but she could also get tossed out.
Legend for legend? I mean, you got Tully Blanchard on the other side. Who could you bring out on the other side?
Well, Diamond Dallas Page brought him to the ring in NWA show.
You could have. I mean, that's. I don't know. I might go with that angle. You're going to balance. I'm going to balance. You're bringing a legend. I'm going to bring my legend too.
Now he did reference that he needed his brother. Two pay per views ago.
Yes, he did.
I could see him do that.
In very Darth Vader-esque.
I feel like This is just me fantasy booking. I feel like MJF either comes out as the sidekick because he's been talking about how he's his best friend.
Oh yeah.
Cody's been referencing him being a salt of the earth guy, and he costs.
Oh, he's gonna backstab.
He costs him the match somehow. Or even better, Dustin goes out there. Something happens between Dustin and Tully. It doesn't go right for Dustin. MJF runs out, and then he stabs him in the back because you never picked me to be your sidekick.
Oh yeah.
And that takes MJF off and running, mm-hmm. and Sean Spears probably needs to go over more than Cody does.
Yes, he does. And I'm looking forward to that one, as I think you got a lot of influence there that's going to give you a classic wrestling match. Your classic, real, like, I think it's going to feel like an older, really good NWA, really good early WCW.
Like a match you would have seen his brother in when his brother was the natural Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, Dusty. I think that's the kind of, because the two guys you got in there, that you can really tell a cool story like that, and you got Tully Blanchard in there. You got, you know, you just got a lot of classic.
A lot of references to the old days. Yeah. Yes, sir.
The three-star general versus the fairly decent destroyer.
That's the
versus
thing.
Versus the perfect 10.
If they work that older style of match, I think they can both absolutely get there. That's my thing. Yes. It's like, I'm not expecting to see a 450 from the top rope.
No, and I don't want to from that match.
Right.
That's absolutely not the story I want to hear.
Right, and they're acting mad at each other, so they're going to bruise each other up. It's the way to go. It's what they both do well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to move on to the AAA Tag Titles comes up next. It's a ladder match featuring the Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks. First of all, and most importantly, is it time we start calling them just the Bucks?
How old are they? I think they're around, you know, 30.
I think that is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
And you really have to do stop calling yourself the Young Bucks at some time.
It's like when Shawn Michaels called them, still called himself the Heartbreak Kid. Like, dude, aren't you like...
You're not.
Although, 39? New Kids on the Block just toured as New Kids on the Block, and I'm sure they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
So maybe the Young Bucks have another 30 or 13 to 14 years before we need to adjust.
I think at a certain point, calling yourself that just invites the contrast. It's like, that's sad. You're just asking people to point out to you that you're losing your hair at a certain point.
Well, that's what bandanas were made for.
Yes.
Which is Bret Michaels, Shawn Michaels. Okay, Lucha Brothers. We have Phoenix and Pentagon, Young Bucks. Now, what do we think about this? Match of the night?
Has a lot of potential.
It could be absolutely incredible.
Lots of spots. Lots of spots.
Spots. Mm-hmm. And more spots.
I'm telling you.
More spots than a Dalmatian.
Nick, I'm telling you. They're going to do a spot where they super kick them through one of the holes in the ladder.
Oh, yeah, it is a ladder match. I almost forgot.
Oh,
it's like the spots.
And that is, you can't complain about this being too many spots, because ladder matches inherently is a spot match.
That's the point of a ladder match, is to be a spot fest. Correct.
That is what it was designed to do, and you've got some the best in the world at doing those kinds of matches in the ring right now.
Correct. And Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., we're going to talk back one more time. Lucha Underground. Those guys killed it on Lucha Underground.
Yes, very much so.
I'm of the opinion Pentagon is one of the most fascinating characters in the world, and I want him to be pushed as a solo star. But first, I'd like him to get a win here and continue to do what he's doing.
Establish himself.
Listen,
right,
Ray
because
Phoenix.
He was only a solo star in that one
promotion.
Promotion, correct. He hasn't gotten to do that on a big stage yet, but he can, and I want
and
it
he
sometime.
Can. I think he showed it there that he could, mm-hmm. and that he has a very fascinating character.
Right.
His match versus Omega at All In was really good.
Listen, Ray Phoenix has to do at least one cannonball where he hits a fan, a random pedestrian.
Anyone in the front row is in the splash zone. Please wear a helmet.
Did y'all notice
charge extra for
the
that.
Other night on, I can't remember if it was on Raw or SmackDown, but somebody got knocked over into the audience. Over the top rail in the audience. Which
Cesaro.
I had not seen in the WWE. So I think it was.
Yeah, that was Cesaro.
Yeah, I had not seen that in the WWE in a long time, where they had, not just down the aisle, but he was in the front row,
right.
New Japan, AEW style. And I'm wondering, is that Or was that just a mistake? Or was that just a little... Or were they consciously thinking? Probably not consciously thinking.
I don't think there are
I loved how the fans
I think they've been told it's okay as long as you're gentle when you're rolling over.
One of my favorite things... I loved how the fans patted him on the back and said, good job, bud. Good
I love seeing fan interactions like that where they're just patting him on the back. They're telling him, come on, man, you can win it. You know, stuff like that.
I still love Lance Archer being the greatest heel I've seen in so long. Just holding Okada by the head and berating a small child with his in his mother's arms and his Japanese mother just sitting there smiling and laughing the whole time. This poor kid's looking up like, I am really responsible.
He's just lucky that wasn't Kofi's kid. Yes. He'd have caught a right hook.
Yeah, he caught a right hook. Lance Archer is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we're going to move on to what was supposed to be John Moxley versus Kenny Omega, but it's not going to be due to
infection,
a recurring issue that Moxley's had, which he's having, I think they said, the bursa sac removed from his elbow so it can't get infected anymore, which sounds
terrible.
Horrible, but let's hope he gets better and everything works out.
I had to look up what a bursa sac was, and I was like, can you remove those? Is that like necessary though?
I thought I read that he said they were taking it out.
Yeah, he said it on Twitter.
I think that they can put in something
similar.
It's similar, but the joint, it doesn't do your joint any good not to have bursa sacs.
No. So.
But it does set up Moxley going for the Lex Luger. Do you remember Lex Luger in the WWE?
God, it was so awful.
He had a metal elbow
for a long time.
Yeah, and was able to knock people out with his metal elbow because they were like, you know, you really don't have a finisher if all your finisher is I hold you on my back and pull your head and your legs down at the same time. So we're going to give you a bionic elbow and you can just knock people out with it.
Yeah.
And that's,
dude.
No questions asked.
I think Mox needs to go with that.
I think that's a good idea.
Dude.
What? You have a problem with that?
The torture rack was so much better than that stupid flying forearm. I hated that.
Well, first of all,
forearm.
Lex wasn't doing no flying with his forearm.
Yes.
That wasn't how he rolled.
Lex Luger, I was not a Lex. I was not on the Lex Express.
He you mean a rip-off Hulk Hogan?
The Lex Express was a minivan.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It was not exactly get on the bus.
But we may have, and I want to say that I felt like Moxley Omega was going to be the match which sets up the next few months of AEW. Because the winner of that winds up being in the title picture. The loser of that winds up chasing.
Yes.
And without Mox being in the match, I don't see it as that anymore. We've insert Pac, which...
X-Pac.
Some people... It is not actually X-Pac, although they missed their moment there, not bringing in X-Pac.
X-Pac just...
Because he wouldn't be singing it. He would be bringing it.
The first time...
Wow.
But Pac, who some of us know as Neville, and is somewhat of a surly character by reputation, has
in
now been
life.
Inserted into this spot. We didn't know for sure if he was going to get to AEW. There seemed to be some kind of contract, some kind of negotiation issue with his belt over there. So I don't know that surly is the right word because
he has legitimate reasons to be.
Right, and it may not have been his decision on whether or not he could wrestle Hangman for his belt. That wasn't his belt. It's actually Dragon's.
Yeah, Dragon it's not. Gate. It's not his property. That's
correct.
It's not real. That's not him.
Right, and they may have had issues with all that. So we'll get into the match. Now, we're thinking that we may have upgraded the actual match itself.
Oh, definitely.
No knock on Mox.
No.
Pac is a fantastic wrestler. Right. And we think maybe, what, match of the night?
I believe so. And again, 30 minutes, hopefully.
Right. I'm thinking we got a shot at having match of the year right here.
It's definitely going to be up there.
And by the way, I would love to recommend a good Pac match, which is Parr versus Cara Noir. Cara Noir, we're not going to talk about Cara Noir.
Did you call him Parr?
It's Cara Noir. Noir.
Noir.
Is that like noir?
Yes. Noir.
N-O-I-R. Noir.
Love that. Love that. That's one of my favorite type of film.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And Pac just, you can tell, he just loves to...
Really soaking his role in.
Because one thing that really stood out to me in the match was when the start of the match, Pac got him in a headlock, and he said, "Oh, I'm so much better than you. Oh, I'm so much better."
Yeah, very much.
He gets to revel in being the bad guy.
And the highly technically skilled bad guy, not necessarily the cowardly sniveling bad guy. I like the highly technical, I'm just better than you, and I'm okay with that, and I will use that to my advantage. AJ Styles,
as a heel,
I'm just better than you.
Right.
At this thing that we're doing.
And we don't get that as much nowadays.
No, not the WWE likes to do the coward heel, and they only have, Minoru Suzuki is a great example of that over in New Japan. He does not run. Now, he's evil, but he'll get in the ring, and he's brutal and sadistic, and I like that.
Right.
You got to have more than one villain style.
I have a big question. Is evil evil?
He's one of the tweeners. Pretty much all of LIJ's.
Then how
tweener.
Is evil but, not evil?
Yeah.
Let's get back to AEW.
But yeah, right here. But Pac, very much that kind of character, I think. Very technically skilled. Still the bad guy, but great bad guy.
And Omega getting the opportunity to stretch it out with a guy that can wrestle like that.
And can wrestle
this
that.
This is really in his wheelhouse.
Yes. Yeah, both of their wheelhouses.
Correct. Now, let's move on to the AEW World Championship match, Jericho versus Hangman. What do we think? Who's going over? What's going on here?
Jericho,
I think, is my general consensus.
Yeah.
He's going to win.
To legitimize the belt, for one thing. Your first champ's got to be somebody who's,
established.
Established. And,
known.
And I love Paige, and I think he is the guy, but the guy has to have somebody to fight, and it's better to be the hunter than a hunted for storytelling if you're the good guy.
Paige is the guy of the future.
Yes. You got to have the present before you to have the future.
How good is AEW on TNT going to be when we cut past the first part of the show and Jericho's standing in the ring with his belt and he's demanding that you tell him thank you.
Yes.
And then he tells you, you are absolutely not welcome.
No.
We're all waiting. I mean, that's what we want, yes. Right? That's what we want. We want that opportunity for Jericho to us off in the middle of the ring.
Revel in it.
I don't even consider myself a Jericho guy, but I can't wait for that promo.
Yes.
One thing is, Jericho's never boring. He can't be boring.
I agree with that.
Especially with the mic.
No matter how bad,
how cheesy, how much he hands it up.
No matter how, normal he wrestles, he never wrestles bad matches. He just sometimes
A normal match for Jericho is a really good match for a lot of guys.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're saying.
It's a lot story driven.
I agree with you. Now, we're gonna go from that to a discussion on...
It's really funny.
So what do we want out of AEW, Justin?
Well, for me, I'm trying to keep my expectations realistic. From the beginning, I want them to put on a solid show. I want it to look like it's got decent production value. I want it to have good camera work. I want it to be, that was kind of the problem with ECW. It had a lot of good potential, but they couldn't quite get the quality where it needed to be to get a consistent product. You didn't have the talent. You didn't have the production values and stuff like that. If you're going to be the Rebel... Now you need to have you're competing against a juggernaut, so.
But also, in a way, you're not competing. The WWE has turned people away.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah.
In some ways, and I don't mean that. Like I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine in a coffee shop 2 days ago, Will Kennedy, who may be a guest at some point. Local, he's a local personality type.
Pensacola celebrity.
Correct. He's a Pensacola celebrity. Anyway, he said, what's going on with this new company that I'm seeing on television? And I was like, Cody Rhodes, blah, 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 blah. And he says, maybe the WWE, maybe people are tired of the old same old package thing.
That's definitely true.
And they can dive into it. And I think with him being a guy that grew up in Texas with the Von Erich style of wrestling and also here with the Southeastern Championship, he's hoping for a call back to, hey, I'm ready to fight. It's not as convoluted storyline.
That is what I'm looking for as well, to tell you the truth. I'm much more of, I think, and that gives you a better starting point. You should be simple, keep it simple, stupid to start with. Don't try to reinvent the wheel, but do everything quality and have good storytelling. And
but also, you're also getting New Japan talent. You're also getting a different style of wrestling than those folks are used to. But I think they'll enjoy it.
Yes.
Jared, you were going to say.
I was going to bring up, you say simple but well done, MJF. MJF is by no means a trailblazer.
No.
But good God,
he does do it everything correct.
Perfectly.
Right.
I'll take the guy who can do it all right over the guy with one thing he's spectacular at, but he can't do anything else. And to, if you're going to actually have a company, you got to have guys who can do, who are the complete package. And they have done a really good job of finding several diamonds in the rough kind of characters who have the ability to be the complete package. And, you know, that's a great...
I think
AEW, with their heels, they're going to have, like, the Rick Rude type with, I don't know, whoever's chiseled enough. The librarian who no one's really going to get behind.
Where is that gimmick going is my question. But
we'll
get to that.
It's going nowhere. the heels, there's going to be the psychotic ones, which I think are going to be the Dark Order. And then they're just going to be...
Jericho.
Straight up bad people like Jericho.
Sean Spears-ish.
Sean Spears,
okay, yes. I'm going to get to that. I think I'm going to wrap this episode up with what I want to have happen with Sean Spears and Cody Rhodes.
Good.
I have a fantasy booking going. But I've read this thing online where it's like, what if they start out with the Nitro intro? And I'm like, no, they do not need to start out with the Nitro. Do not remind me of Nitro in any way, shape, or form. I don't want old. Nitro was great for its moments. It was good at times. It got to a point where I think maybe they jumped the shark and they were trying to do good things and it just wouldn't work. But let's don't harken back to that. I want something new.
They fell into the trap of... They kept trying to do, they dug themselves in a hole, and then they kept trying to do more and more extreme things to get out of the hole.
Right.
But they only were making it worse every decision that they made.
You know about that Judy Bagwell on a pole match?
Okay, now let's go back to AEW. Now, supposedly, we're taking this Jacksonville Jaguars ownership, this man that owns one of the better analytics companies in the world.
Yes.
He breaks down sports for all these different sport teams, be it baseball or football or basketball. Mm-hmm. And he says, Tony Khan is saying, we're going to use this in pro wrestling. Now, I don't know what that means, but if that means pluses and minuses matter, what that says to me a little bit is, can I get a little bit of the G1 all the time?
Yes.
Where wins and losses matter,
yes.
Where I'm getting into the point where I go, well, you know, he has ring dominance 70% of the time he's in the ring. He says, so then
it gives you stories to tell. Statistic gives you stories to tell. Like in the G1 you just mentioned with Sonata and Okada, he'd never beaten him. Or with Kota Ibushi and Okada, he'd never beaten him. That gives you a cool stat.
And
7-1.
I don't have to hate you to be in a ring with you because I can say right now, me or you one is going to wrestle for that belt. And I like you. And all that, but I think you're the best besides me, and I want to go prove it.
Yes.
Put 30 minutes on the clock and let's go do it.
And we're sportsmen. We want to go do it. We want to find out who's the best.
You never get that in wrestling. You never have the guy walk up to the other guy and say, hey,
I think
I'm the best in the world, and if I'm not, I think you are.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go see if we can have the best match that's ever happened?
And that's another thing I think that they need to draw from New Japan, because that's a consistent theme in New Japan, and I think it's more of a theme of Japanese culture in general, of that competition for excellence, and also the rivalry archetype that they have. Every hero has to have a rival who's a good guy, but his opposite, just about, who competes with him to drive him onward, you know.
It's important.
It's an important character.
It adds a new type of relationship that isn't just openly hostile.
Yes, it's not just I hate you, it's we're competing. I don't like you personally, but I respect you, and we're going to compete to see who can be the greatest. And then maybe we become friends at the end, you know, Vegeta Goku style.
Exactly, you know,
right? Now, I'm going to wrap this up with a little fantasy booking I'm going to do. And this is what I want to have out of my AEW product a year from now. 1 year from now, I want at All Out 2 for Cody Rhodes to not be wrestling on the show, but to be sitting on a throne, just like the one he broke that Triple H was supposed to sit in.
But better.
A better, more perfect throne.
Bigger.
As he sits there with Pharaoh to his left, Brandy to his right, overlooking his kingdom. I want him to be the heel. I feel like that's his natural role. I feel like that's what he's good at, and I feel like that's what the story is. I want Sean to be the conscious of wrestling, and for this whole thing that we're doing tomorrow, where Cody, where everybody wants Cody to go over, to have flipped, and Sean to have said, I told y'all that's who he was.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who he was. When he wouldn't let me in the company, it was because he was his afraid ego. That I knew who he was. Yes. Now, what he's done by creating this company is a wonderful thing, but let me tell you something. He did it for him.
It's an idol to himself. It's all, yes.
Absolutely. And I want Cody to scream out at the end of that promo, that's right, I'm royalty. I'm the king. This is my kingdom. You are my subjects. No, you are my peasants.
Kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring. That's who Cody is, and not who he is as a human. I think he's a great human being, okay? But I think that's his natural role, and I feel like over a 12-month arc, we can get there, and it would be so good. And then you have Mox able to fight that battle from the other side.
Yes.
You have Paige able to fight that battle from the other side. You can have MJF swing around and become if he's Cody's best friend, right? Then Cody's got to be a bad guy. Exactly. MJF's awful.
Yes.
It makes so much sense.
Listen, Cody can get anything over. He got that dumb mustache over that looked awful.
But I feel like this is just such a natural thing for him. Just his mannerisms, everything.
He's going to do it so much better than he did.
And they can even go back and they can even go back and Sean can hook up with Dustin and Dustin can be like, that's what I was trying to tell y'all when I fought him.
Yes.
I did a series of promos about it.
Yes.
Cody's a good guy, but he has that feeling to himself.
He's a punchable face.
I feel like I deserve better. And that's fine because he probably does. He's really great. He's done all this for us and we appreciate it.
Yes.
Now, put it in our face and make fun of us about it.
Yes.
And that's where I hope this thing goes. I'm going to wrap this up for Go Home Heat. This has been Justin, Jared, Ray, and myself, KP. Go home. Oh, copyright 2019.